You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Hashtag no offense uses strong language and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Hashtag no offense.
And we're live.
Is that how they work?
I guess so.
Yeah, there's moving.
Hanging out with Brother Ming paid off for something, I guess.
You know what? So, like, when I think it was sitting on the counter the other night, I don't think that it was recording.
Awesome. So all that incriminating shit that we said all about our friends is lost to the void.
What friends?
Mostly Jason Hopalby.
Hey, one of us is sitting here in a mask. One of us isn't.
Well, they're looking at me.
Who is?
The ops. The ops are looking.
I guess maybe we should, if we're going to do it, we should do it, right?
Yeah,
we're kind of whispering. We're kind of like...
Yeah, just I would keep it to
a dull roar?
Yeah, a dull roar. Access.
So I don't believe... Well, here, let's do it. Welcome back to the Hashtag No Offense Show. My name is Chris, and I'm not joined by the Duchess. I'm joined by Adam Simmons, and we're on a bus.
Hey, boys.
We are in New Hampshire, and we are heading back to the airport because our best friend, Jason Elmy, who we flew up here and spent the weekend with, refused to drive us to the airport.
After refusing to pick us up from the airport.
You know, it's he's a backpedaling son of a bitch, but we love him regardless.
He's a whole ass op. And he knew we were allergic to cats and then put us in a cat den.
In a cat den. But, I mean, like, so much has happened this weekend, and I think that we need to address that.
It's 4:05 in the morning right now.
It's 4:05 in the morning, and we're on a bus. So I guess this is Bus Tinas. Isn't that what you called it?
Yeah, I called it Bus Tinas last night.
Bus Tinas.
And by last night, I mean three hours ago. When we laid down to take a nap. And by nap, I mean... I rested in the dark with my eyes partially open because there was a fucking cat in my face.
Well, do you know what could help you in this instance? I believe if you let me tell you about our sponsor, Hempalm CBD. Hemp bombs are specifically formulated to provide consumers with a quality CBD product at an affordable price.
Lights in, right?
Yeah, I probably will too.
All right, man.
But, I mean, thank you for the effort.
I'm here, friend.
I'm not going to do the whole thing. Go to hempbombs.com. Use code HC now. Save 20%. Save 20%.
That Hemp Bombs listens. They make those little capsules, the CBD, the 30 milligram capsules.
They help you
those
sleep.
Those things knock me the fuck out, boy.
That's what's
they
up.
They really do. And
you were scared to take one last night, weren't you? Because you wouldn't wake up.
I wouldn't have woke up.
Yeah, you wouldn't have woke up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Go to hempbombs.com. Use code HC now. Save 20% on your entire order. We're also sponsored by Onnit.com. I was able to try the total human optimization because Adam should be the spokesman for Onnit.com. He is a full proponent for all the supplements and all the benefits. It's fantastic shit. They have a whole line of supplements. Alpha Brain, Shroom Tech, New Mood, all that good shit. They got cordyceps, they got fucking hydriceps, they got orchiceps, they got fucking quadriceps, all the seps, they got trapezoids, everything. Go to onnit.com, use code HCNOS, save 10% on all that. Now, we had a lot happening.
That being said, when you took the Total Human,
yeah,
you literally didn't stop dancing for 24 hours.
It's true, it's true. I had an unusual jolt of energy that I...
It's almost like when you put good things in your body does good things, huh?
Yeah, I mean, well, it was all for the entertainment of Jason's wife.
Chrissy.
Yeah, because
your best friend.
She enjoyed our presence, and I was just trying to enhance that. But, I mean, this is the HTNOS update because this is probably not going to be a full episode, right? This is probably not going to be an actual episode with fucking all the nonsense, but we are here, and we recorded everybody's show except for this one, so we have to do something so we could release and explain what happened. We flew to New Hampshire for the Plunges live stream, and mere minutes before going to the live stream, it was shut down.
Yeah.
Which was total bummer.
Look, ops, we're in work.
Creatures were en route.
Okay. People showed up with documents when the creatures were on, okay? Bobby Light was on premises, right? He was talking all that creature shit, right? We were about to blow the roof off of Special Olympics and Jason Almey was going to say the R word in again, person again. Instead of, oh yeah, he did. He had already previously said that to that point. So they heard what he did, right? So people in black suits with documents showed up, and then they shut the stream down. They said, Ungatz, you got no more. Doesn't matter. Here are the documents. They flashed the shiny badge. Riley had a full-blown flip-out, right? No big deal. It is what it is. But now we're here. And the second half of the plunge stream did not get recorded. So what we did was we rallied the troops. We got together. We got together with Mikey. We got together with Joby from the Joby Show. And
Jason Almey from the Jason Almey Show.
We went back to Jason Almey's house. Against Jason Almey's better judgment, it took him about 6.5 hours to get from 45 minutes from his house back to his house because we had to stop and look, you know, discuss like the inner workings of what sort of ingredients are in the ice cream in which he was trying to get that I never even saw him eat. Okay, it literally took him more time to walk down the vegetable aisle than it did for us to actually be in the car to drive from point A to point B.
It's true.
We're running errands. We're doing
100%.
He is a secret undercover op, and it just needs to be said, and it needs to be shared with the world. And I'm glad for that opportunity to do that. And this is my soapbox. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
It was a bummer, dude. I don't think you understand, or the listeners don't understand how, like, we were in the car. Like, I know you're not an office guy, but if you've ever seen The Office and you see Dwight go on a sales call and he sits in the car for 10 minutes prior and he listens to Motley Crue and punches the fucking headrest and gets psyched up, like, that's literally what we were doing. We had music playing. We were listening to fucking Creature shit. We were fucking discussing what we were going to do. We were vibing, you know, punching the fucking roof.
There was no panic in me at all.
Oh.
I was fucking, like, primo prime in the car.
Yes.
Chilling for an hour.
Yes.
You know what I mean? We drove
within minutes. Yeah. Within minutes of arriving.
Within minutes. Like we saw the place at which we were going, and we got a phone call like, hey, people showed up with documents, black sunglasses, we got neuralized, you gotta shut it down. They're afraid of the creatures. And I said, it's okay.
Circumstances being what they were, though, I feel like we salvaged the weekend.
Most certainly.
We did. We made a lot of content. I mean, like, we didn't record one 18 ounce, but we recorded Three Shit Happens When You Party Naked, so I don't understand how that goes, but, you know, that happened. And we've got some good content coming down the pike. I feel like we have an hour and a half till we get to Boston, so, I mean, Adam suggested that we...
No, I mean, we got probably about another 45 minutes there, Captain.
Okay, cool. Well, then we're ahead of schedule.
Somebody has anxiety and has got Google Maps on.
But we're ahead of schedule then. Good. That's good. I wanted to at least touch base and come in and explain what happened and where the episode is and at least have maybe something to put out.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing now. We're doing that on a bus on route to Boston. I apologize for the background noise that you may be experiencing. This is the first time I've used this Zoom.
Yes, so shout out to Brother Ming. Serving him lunch every day has rubbed off because apparently I've just like picked up how to use one of the products in which he is a commercial in by osmosis. I just started touching buttons, and now this thing works. I don't know what I did. I don't know how I did it, but here we are, baby. We're here. I mean, that being said, hello, greetings. My name is Adam Simmons, one-third of Creatures of the Night, and also one-third of the Simmons & Moore podcast. You know what the fuck it is. Bobby and Bobby drove up here.
Yeah, that was a bummer because we only got to see them for about an hour,
yeah.
If that.
Hung out for like an hour and a half and then fucking left because it was time for them to go because they just fucking shut the whole thing down.
Yeah.
And it was a real bummer because I got to see my boys, but we're on the way back now, so I'm probably going to do a CNPC as soon as I fucking get home.
Oh boy, you're going to be in great condition for that.
Yeah, I promise you I am. I'm in great condition for this now, but I think that we capitalized on the opportunity of hanging out, spending time together. We're all best friends. This is real deal Holyfield shit. We never get the opportunity to hang out and do like normal innocuous things like go to the supermarket and make dinner together. Like we made dinner every night.
We
got to watch fucking James Bond with Mikey, which was fucking killer.
Yeah, we watched a movie with the movie guy. That was good. What would you say was the was your favorite part of the making lemons out of lemonade?
I mean, I had the opportunity to make you guys pizza, and on the final pizza, I finally got it. I figured out the Almy's oven.
We nailed it. We got it on video. We got you tossing dough in Jason Almy's kitchen, dude. Yeah. Like, that's a crazy thing.
I think, other than me personally, what I enjoyed the most, I think the best part about it is that I think as the Inner Circle, we just proved that we're fucking the best. Like, we just did it. We just fucking went full send. And even Kaz, up until fucking the shot clock, was like, dude, I'm working, I'm trying, this and that, we're doing this. But because of, like, the COVID rates and things like that, they jacked the price up on him, and he got fucked out of coming out here. But Kaz would have been out here.
It's probably for the best, though. I mean, the way it worked out.
Long story short, it was for the best. But I think the proof is in the pudding there. The intention was there, and the real intention of that, I think, proves, you know, how tight the circle really is. And it's a shame that we couldn't do more content with the full lineup of the circle. But I think all of us just being able to get together and take a photo of us looking like idiots in a parking lot is enough. You know, I got on a plane. You got on a plane. I drove, you know, the Bobbies drove 6 hours to take a photo in the parking lot, eat a fucking shitty sandwich, or pancakes and bacon, right? Is that what they got?
They were pancakes and bacon fucking heavy on pancakes and bacon.
Yeah, dude, look. The Bobbies are synergistic, okay? It's, what did you call it? Cylindrical?
Cyclical. Like Terminator.
Yeah, spherical. So it means that when they die, they turn into liquid, and then they come back, and they can walk through fences, right? Like the Terminator?
No, I think it had more to do with, like, time travel. But we can go with that. Because John Connor traveled back in time to stop his mom.
You know what I never understood? Is that why were they naked? How come their clothes couldn't time travel? But, like, a pair of glasses could.
I don't think that it's that they couldn't travel. I think that they preferred to travel naked. I think that was the preferred mode of travel.
Shit happens when you travel naked.
Shit does happen, especially through time.
Yeah.
I definitely lost my train of thought. I was going to say something, and I lost it.
The Bobbies driving up, pancakes and bacon, us taking a photo in the parking lot.
Despite not ever actually setting foot at the Plunge 24-hour live stream, quite possibly Jason Almy and the Inner Circle's proudest moment did happen on the Plunge's live stream.
Yeah.
I'm going to sift through that audio, and I'm going to try to piece together some sort of semblance that we could release so everybody can experience what actually happened. But if you know Jason Almy, and you know how hard it is for him to shut his mouth, maybe jump to some conclusions about what actually happened.
The name of this episode should be Jump to Collusions.
Jump to Collusions, yeah. Jump to Collusions. Why are we getting off the interstate?
I don't know.
Do we have to make a stop or something?
I don't know where the fuck we are, dude. All I'm saying is that I'm chilling right now. I got some big energy. I don't have any anxiety.
You have big energy?
And I don't have any anxiety right now.
What is it, 4:10 in the morning? 4:15 in the morning?
Yeah, I'm ready. It's
4:17 in the morning.
Yeah, I'm ready to do some push-ups. I could do some jumping jacks right now. I'm fired up. I was doing some breath work. You said that I was bitching this morning when I was doing yoga, but you're wrong.
What did I say?
Oh, this is NH Route 107. This seems like it's a more direct route.
I don't believe that it is. I think we probably have to pick up more ops to get on this opulent bus that we're on.
Dude, this is a private bus company. I don't know that this is a public transportation. Like, no crackheads will be here. I understand that this is HTNOS. This is the land of the crackheads.
This is the house the crackheads built.
That's right.
I do have Florida stories, but I'm not going to even attempt to break my phone out and do that in the dark at 4:15 in the morning on a bus. I just wanted to touch base with people.
You want to talk about that crazy lady with her belly out? That was
that's a video. That's definitely a visual medium, and I don't know that I can properly convey that right here on this bus.
Oh, shit, we're going to O'Brien's.
Did you tell me he needs gas? He didn't fill up. Is that what you're telling me?
No, this motherfucker's been doing rails of meth since fucking we were recording Creatures 10 hours ago.
That was definitely one of the high points, I think. That was a great way to end the weekend. We did Christmas Creatures last night. Dressed like idiots. Two elves and Santa Claus just on the internet talking shit about Saturn and Santa and mushrooms and everything in between. And, yeah, I mean, it's just... It was a good weekend despite everything that happened, and my heart does hurt for Riley because he put so much into that stream, and the way that it went down is unfortunate.
It should not be dismissed, the amount of money that the Plunge
tripled last year.
They tripled what they did last year with half of, I mean, the same amount of effort, but half the stream.
I don't understand what, I mean, like, he doesn't understand about setting the bar, because, like, what's he going to do next year now? You know, like, the jump from one to two is a triple. Are you going to triple the triple now next year? Like,
you got to.
Bro, like, what are you doing? Yeah, because that is a step back. I mean, you got to go. 10 G's, dude.
10 G's next year.
10 G's, and then you got to fuck a male hooker on right there live on the stream.
Yeah.
That's the goal. That's the threshold.
Get one of those.
I'm sure you could.
Yeah,
I mean, you know
about
people.
Two G's. So
keep the change, you filthy animal. It's the Christmas season. Goddamn it!
I mean, we're making.
We are at a bus station.
Point turns.
I legit told you that we were going to a bus station, and that's where we are. So point for me.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. You look like you take public transportation, and I look like I'm getting
PJ. No,
I'm wearing
a
leopard shirt for your show right now.
I appreciate you. And a pizza mask.
No, I'm wearing a fucking
surgical mask. Yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
I switched to the op one.
I took mine off because I'm not an op.
Well, you're gonna have to put it back on.
Why? Oh, he's about to turn the lights on. Shit, hold on.
I just wanted to take this opportunity to say this has been fucking great. Being able to fucking hang out with you and being able to hang out with all the boys. And like I said, just doing regular, everyday fucking dumb shit.
This is actually what's fucked up is this is the second time this year. This is actually the second meetup of 2020, but it feels like they've been 4 years apart. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's been a pretty long year, right? But the meetup, I can't believe, happened 8 months ago. Yeah, something along those lines. But it feels like forever, and just getting the opportunity to hang out with your best friends and to do dumb shit, like I said, like to run around a fucking supermarket and fucking throw sausage links at each other, or like, you know.
I got to meet Jason Almey's child.
You did? You got to see me power walk through a supermarket like a fucking professional?
That was unsettling, because I don't ever like to feel like I need to chase you through a market.
I want to let you know that I always shop like that.
Like you're on a mission.
Yeah, I'm always on a mission.
Like your shoes are going to explode if you don't get out.
And I think that the cart boy, we recognized that.
You did have a great interaction.
He recognized that I was a professional.
The cart man.
Yeah, he recognized I was a professional, and then
I think he was just super jazzed that Riley raised all that money for him. that was what it was, dude.
Talking about my friend like that. It's my man's.
What'd he say to you?
Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, brother.
He was like, hell yeah, brother. And this is a 12-year-old kid with a lazy eye, dude. With a cute-ass haircut.
I was going to say he didn't comb it, but okay.
No, I mean, but it was a nice little haircut.
Cute nonetheless.
Yeah. Look at all these ops getting on. Oh, my God, we got a face shield.
She's going to do some light welding on the way to the airport.
I like it. I like it. Maybe some soldering.
Some soldering even.
Yeah, that looks like a soldering mask. I'm fired up today, boy. Yeah, let's keep this fucking train rolling. Let's go. I mean, this bus, whatever.
Quick stop. Shout out to this bus because, like, they are running a tight ship. We had to leave at 4 and we pulled out at 4:01.
Bro, I told you. I felt it in my bones. My fucking breath work was like, yo, you need to get there early. You need 5 minutes early.
Let's be real. Let's be real. This is what you wanted all along. You wanted this bus.
This bus.
You wanted this bus.
I know, but I'm glad. I'm happy for the opportunity to be outside of my comfort zone because, yeah, this bus is. Oh my God, this bus has Wi-Fi.
It does, but I'm not interested.
I mean, and it's got plugs.
It does have plugs.
It's got a bathroom. This is a
super
nice
bus. You're sitting next to the bathroom. I mean, you got everything you need right here.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not using it. You see me. I'm powerful right now.
Yeah. No.
Powerful kidney structure.
Absolutely.
Okay. My sphincter is sealed shut. Tight.
Like a dolphin.
Okay. Did a lot of calisthenics this morning.
Did you do calisthenics?
I did do calisthenics this morning.
Like next to me?
And I went outside. I went outside and I did my Wim Hof breath work in the fucking freezing, frigid air.
Why would you do that? Next to the banks of the Cochico?
I was right next to the banks of the Cochico.
That was spooky. That is spooky.
I was listening to the running rivers of the Cochico River.
The running
rapids.
The rapids.
The rapids of the Cochico River. Right. I caught a salmon. I crushed it in my hand.
Took a bite.
I took a bite, and then I ate the rest through osmosis. I'm feeling excruciatingly powerful.
Energized, even.
Yeah. Yeah. It's mostly the total human, I think.
Are we still doing an On It Ad? Did we start the show yet?
Welcome to HT Nos, episode 108.
No. If this is an episode...
No, this is like 159 or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Damn, how did I bust that out? You know how?
On.com. I do want to give a shout-out to my wife. I miss her. I miss doing shows with her. And special big ups to loaning me out for 2 weekends in 2020 to come do this shit.
Yeah.
I wish that you were here. I wish that next time you could do this with us. And hopefully next time we'll be at our house.
Yeah, so maybe not the Super Bowl, but we got to do maybe 4th of July in Tampa, dude. Might have to do that full send for the fireworks. I'm still fucking in your jacuzzi.
I don't know why you want to do that. That's where my kids go. My kids sit there.
I say shit and then I do it. All right? I'm a fucking winner, all right? I told that salmon this morning, I'm going to tell you.
I am a man of my word.
I crush fish with my hand and I fucking jacuzzis. Right.
I'll give one fuck.
All right, this is your show. You do the thing.
What thing am I doing?
I don't know, but I have to keep my mask on because I'm looking like an op with it pulled down on my chin.
Oh.
Because I'm in the middle of the hallway here.
Well, I should
probably... The breezeway.
I'm leaning between both seats. I'm between the headrest, so he could see me too. This is such a strange arrangement.
I know it is.
I don't even think we have to lean in. I think it's picking up everything good.
It just might, you know.
Who knows? I mean, we'll know when I play it back. Might not ever even see the light of day. Who knows?
That's right. Can it hear all the fat people?
Breathing?
I can hear them. I might have supersonic hearing right now because of all the fucking Onnit that I took at fucking 2:30 in the morning. But... Damn, son, let's go. I don't know what time this bus station picks up, but...
Yeah, this doesn't seem like too tight of a ship like the first one.
Well, maybe he was there for like 15 minutes before we got there.
Facts. Yeah, well, I mean, dude, unless you got anything else, we don't need to string this out the whole time.
No, I mean, here's the thing, dude.
I just wanted to check in because I don't know that I'm going to have anything to release because you guys shortchanged me this week.
I was supposed
to do a show on a live stream that got canceled. We had the opportunity to record multiple podcasts, which we did, but we did Three Shit Happens When You Party Naked because apparently that's more precedent than doing one hashtag no offense.
Well, we got to watch fucking James Bond together.
We did get to do that. Look for that, the next installment of the James Bond education course for myself on the Shit Happens When You Party Naked feed. We did the Shit Happens When You Party Naked Christmas episode.
We did Failing Hollywood.
I was a guest on Failing Hollywood with guest host Jason Almy and Adam Simmons. We did our Creatures of the Night Christmas episode. We did a lot of shit. We did take advantage. I'm not complaining. But be that as it may, I am coming home empty-handed.
No, you're not.
And it kind of stings.
No, your hand is full.
It's full with the Zoom.
Yeah, that's it. I really kind of want to reiterate, like, how important it is for you to fucking hang out with your friends. Like, regardless of what the situation is or what your circumstances are or what is going on around the world, you need to make time to hang out with the people in which you fucking propagate with the most.
Connection.
Yeah, it's super fucking important. Community and connection and the synergy, I think, is there was a big topic for other than Full Send.
The weekend, yeah.
It was a Full Send weekend, but I think that was the subplot for this weekend was, community and building, stronger bonds with the people that you talk to because... You know, the people that you talk to on your phone, the text messages, the words that come across on the other side, they're real people. They actually have fingers. I mean, not in Jody B's case, but like, most people have all of their fingers and they live lives and they have homes and, you know, you see like a silly motherfucker like Jason Almy and you're just like, oh, that dude's just a fucking weirdo who hangs out in the woods and does push-ups and pull-ups on a fucking tree branch. And then you go to his home, and it's just like this, this beautiful home in the middle of fucking Ben Affleckville. Yeah, in Ben Affleckville in fucking Cochico Valley.
We did think we saw Warack on the next street over.
I most certainly think I did. Whatever happens to your kids, if drugs are involved, they're going to look like that. Because it looks like you, but with drugs early. Some dude was wearing shorts, and it was blizzarding outside.
We did.
And then he stonewalled a car full of full-grown men.
Yeah.
For no reason. Because he was tough as nails, apparently.
This is regular schmegular for you, but I did get to experience snow this weekend. And, I mean, I'm going back to 80-degree weather in mere hours.
Yeah.
But it was a blizzard yesterday, and I felt like for most of the day I couldn't help but stand at the window and watch it.
Yeah, it was nice, especially watching the Cochico River, the rapids of the Cochico.
Oh, the rapids of the Cochico are breathtaking.
Yeah.
I mean, we are starting a business. I'm moving my family to New Hampshire.
The Bro Chicos.
We're going to open the Bro Chicos Bar and Grill and capitalize on this this branding that, I mean, I cannot believe isn't trademarked already. Adam's going to make pizzas. Look,
our genius is unparalleled, okay? I don't want to say that we're smarter than everyone in New England, but, I mean, we raise the IQ level just by being here.
How would you not have dinner at a place called Bro Chicos in the Cochico Valley that is an Asian fusion pizza restaurant? We're going to have stir fry on pizzas. We're going to have fucking teriyaki pizzas.
Yo, Jason Helmy doesn't fuck around. He really thinks
he's got a flat grill. He's like Steven Seagal.
He really wants to be Steven Seagal.
Yes, like, absolutely. He's somebody
like,
sensitive.
Literally every time we ate, he was like, man, I really want some Asian food. Like, yeah. I really want to get some Asian food. And we're like, we know, dude. Relax.
Who says that, like, twice a day?
Bro, relax. We drove by P.F. Chang's, and I heard his dick hit his steering wheel. It was like, oh, my God, P.F. Chang's is so good.
He's so upset right now, too, that we said we were going to do this. He's like, well, I'm a little bummed that Mocha could be involved
in
the bus.
Well, it sucks that he didn't drive us to the airport then,
All right, I guess so, you know? I mean, like, he offered, and then he's the classic backpedaler.
Mm-hmm.
He offers, he puts it out there, he makes himself seem great, and then he pulls the offer from the table.
Right, twice.
Twice.
Yeah, there and back.
Great guy, though. Great guy. Yeah,
fucked us doubly.
Slept on his floor.
Yeah.
With his cat.
Right.
Who I'm slightly allergic to.
Right. With old sheets. He gave me an old fitted sheet for the floor.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks like an old fitted sheet, to be honest.
And the throw pillows that were on the couch.
Yeah,
that were covered in cat hair.
I slept under his podcast table.
Yeah, it was good.
Like Elian Gonzalez in fucking 98, dude. Like, that's what I was doing.
It's a hell of a reference.
Well, I mean, I'm full of them at 4:30 in the morning, so.
It's 4:31 in the morning on a Monday.
Osmosis Jones. Osmosis Jones.
It's one of Bobby Moore's favorite movies.
I'm sure it is, because Orlando Jones is probably the best superhero next to fucking, what's his name, Hancock?
No. It goes James Bond, Hancock.
James Bond, Hancock, Osmosis Jones.
Osmosis Jones.
That is the worst big three in all time.
I don't think so, man. Not for nothing, that's a pretty powerful big three.
That is the worst big
who's
three
fucking, dude,
of
who's
all
fucking
time.
With... First of all, James Bond is like King James.
No, he's just a regular dude
King
that
James Bond.
Nice.
No, King James Bond.
Regular dude
number
that
one superhero
nice.
In the world.
Nope.
Okay?
Nope.
And
not
then,
happening.
And then, how you fucking with Hancock? He's Black Superman, alright? That's it. Osmosis Jones is there to look cute and be funny.
So he's like the Chris Bosh?
Yeah, he's Chris Bosh as fuck.
Okay. I mean, I understand, and I follow the correlation, but I just disagree.
It's okay to be wrong, Chris Wodzki. I'm here for you, Bobby.
I'm here for you
to defend your honor.
Well, I mean, not for nothing, but Bobby could have been here to defend his own honor.
No, he couldn't.
That's true. He would have been gone by now anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Scratch that from the record. And I
he
did find out he
yesterday.
Does
he
listen to
off.
My show, so he will hear
he is,
this.
He is off today, though.
He's off.
Today.
He had to go back. He had to work
for
on Saturday,
for one day.
On Sunday.
Mm-hmm. His day off is Monday.
Man, Bobby.
I know. It's a goddamn shame.
It is a goddamn shame.
Be that as it may, what's your big three on superheroes?
On superheroes?
Yeah.
It's too big of a question. Because I don't have any fake superheroes that I can make a list with.
Kenny Powers makes sense.
Mm.
Kenny Powers is a superhero.
So you mean you want to?
His name is Powers.
You
want to
shift
powers.
Me into a plunge picks line of thinking for this? You want me to go outside the box and not say
look,
Thor? You want me to say Kenny Powers?
That's right. I mean, look, who's going to win in a fight, Thor or Kenny Powers? Are the jet skis Kenny Powers?
in a competition of watercraft, I think it would definitely be Kenny Powers.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know, Adam. Who else?
It's a hard get. You're right. You're absolutely right. I did kind of...
You backed yourself into a corner, and then you tried to fucking pass me the ball with 2 seconds left on the shot clock and say, fuck you, nerd, your fault, not mine.
Hornets sent them.
You know, we've been Stockton and Malone all week, and then you just turned into a whole F Jeff Hornets.
No. We were Stockton and Malone, and then you switched us to Malone and Stockton.
Who's this now?
More ops. These guys are just like me.
There's a surprising amount of people for this time of day.
I know. There might have to be an end to the show.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
This has been HD and Oz.
that young man was walking straight for you. I thought he knew you.
Nope. And I mean, we are dressed the same and we were in the same hat. But.
Took a hard turn to the bathroom. Well, we're back on the move here. Okay. Yeah, I guess we let's pull the plug on this, dude. I just did, like I said, I did want to check in. For those of you, we've been talking about the live stream for the last few weeks. For those of you who may have checked in and didn't see us as originally promised, there were extenuating circumstances, and we wish we could have been there. I mean, we came here for Riley, and we didn't get a chance to deliver on that. It sucks, but we did. We were fortunate enough to spend the weekend together and kind of have a impromptu inner circle retreat regardless and make the best of a bad situation. So that being said, I am the real Wutzke. This is Earth to Adam.
With underscores. Don't forget Bobby's underscores.
Oh, look, they put the mask notice on, so it's getting serious now.
Yes, it is.
This guy coming out?
Peace out. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, go to htnos.com, htnos on all the socials. Don't forget about that giveaway we got going on for the official bracelet. Throughout the rest of the week, hit me in the DMs with the secret code. It was given last episode. That secret phrase is you like... Thanks, dude. That secret phrase is we like your shit, fuck you, Kyle. Get in the DMs if you would like the chance to win one of those HDNOS bracelets.
I think that guy's drunk. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm pretty sure that guy's drunk.
I can smell Bacardi like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
So, I mean, good for him, dude. Good for him. I mean, it's Monday morning.
I'm so caught up in this fucking Corona shit. I was like, oh, that bathroom smells mad clean.
Go to HDNOS.com. That's all you need to know. Adam.
What's up, man?
Check us out.
Oh, crack, crack, put your butthole down.